This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned sine die. With this, the budget session of Parliament comes to an end, which commenced on 28 January this year. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 93% productivity during the budget session. He said a total of 31 sittings of the House took place. Mr. Birla said during the discussion, 12 government bills were introduced and 9 bills were passed. This includes the Finance Bill 2026, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025, Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 and Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026.
This session started on 28th January 2026. In this session, we had 31 sessions, which lasted for about 151 hours and 42 minutes. During the session, 126 questions were answered. Honorable members raised 226 issues of the Lokmat. In the session, 626 issues were raised under Rule 379.
In his valedictory address in Rajya Sabha, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said that overall, the House functioned for a total of over 157 hours and the productivity of this session stood at around 110%. He said among the three sessions of the Parliament, the budget session holds the place of a primacy, as it is not only the longest of all three sessions, but also the most consequential in shaping the nation's growth trajectory. He appreciated the members for their valuable perspectives that enriched the discussions in the House. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this session also witnessed the re-election of nominated member Harivansh as the deputy chairman of Rajya Sabha for third time. The Rajya Sabha chairman said that during the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a statement on the ongoing West Asia conflict and the challenges faced by India, especially to meet its energy requirements. Mr. Modi presented the evolving situation in a proper perspective and underlined the need for a collective resolve of the nation to face it. He said the House also took note of the Suomoto statements made by the Minister of Commerce and Industry on India-US bilateral trade agreement and the Minister of External Affairs regarding the situation in West Asia. The chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Vijaya Rahatkar, presided over a high-level review meeting to assess the progress of the Paratwada case in Amravati, Maharashtra. The case involves the alleged creation and circulation of obscene videos and images of young girls. In a statement, the NCW said that the matter has raised serious concerns regarding the misuse of technology for exploitation, the scale of content circulation, and the safety and dignity of the victims. The Commission said that it has instructed the concerned authorities to expedite the forensic analysis and submit progress reports to the Commission every 5 days. It added that during the briefing, SP Rural Vishal Anand informed that 8 accused persons, including the primary accused, have been arrested so far. Home Minister Amit Shah today extended greetings on the occasion of Prakash Parv of the second Sikh Guru, Guru Angad Dev. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Guru Angad Dev made service, devotion and social reform the fundamental pillars of his life. He added that Guru Angad Dev propagated the Sikh faith through the development of the Gurmukhi script and espoused the message of equality and unity through the tradition of Langar. The Home Minister further highlighted that Guru Angad Dev's teachings continue to inspire the citizens to walk on the path of truth, dedication and humanity. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared that the American naval blockade of Iranian ports will persist until a comprehensive peace agreement is finalized with Tehran, despite Iran's move to restore access to the Strait of Hormuz. Clarifying the U.S. position via his Truth social network, Trump stated that the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect as it pertains to Iran only until such time as our transaction with Iran is 100% complete. He further noted that this process should go very quickly. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In another match, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Chennai Super Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.